With State Senator Rich Dreheim, who's talking to us from his St. Paul office this morning. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
I am good. Good morning.
Good. You have a good weekend? You're already up in St. Paul. Did you come up last night? Or?
No, I came up this morning. Hockey all weekend. And turn over to me.
All right. Well, let's start off by talking about last week and what was the focus. You know, there's so many things going on. What would you like to focus on from last week?
Well, we just, you know, another busy week.
Mm-hmm.
We had quite a few bills that we're hearing in committee, which is good. We need to get them through. Budget comes out, you know, this week, so then we can start working on targets. And then we can kind of try to figure out what we're going to pay for and what we're not going to pay for.
Yeah, we'll get to the budget in coming up in just a moment. Did you introduce any legislation this week, or are you just listening to bills?
Personally,
mm-hmm.
You know, I have I think I've signed on to 115 bills, something like that.
Wow!
So yeah. Far. And the chief authored, I don't know, must be in the 40s, I assume. So it's been really hectic, and you know, we have a bunch of mental health. So what we work on, like what we worked on last week, is trying to get our bills in order to try to get a hearing. So you have to request, you write a bill, you work with people, try to get a framework, and then you drop it. And then you get more people coming in after you drop it saying, hey, what's with this? Or,
mm-hmm.
you know, how about doing this? And then now you have to require or request a hearing from the committees. So that's kind of what we've been working on the last couple of weeks, is getting all that. When you're chief author, you have a lot more work to do than just signing on to a bill. So, you know, we're just trying to get our ducks in a row, try to prioritize. And I do a lot in housing. A lot of mental health, you know, healthcare costs, and then jobs. You know, what can
mm-hmm.
people be a productive member of society? So a lot of my bills are kind of in that framework. And then you have some for constituents, like the, you know, the autism driver's license bill and stuff like that, that we kind of try to solve problems for people and then look at what are the statutes, where are we at, you know, is it up to date and kind of look at it and modify.
So. Now, there was some legislation that was proposed that kind of generated out of situations in Anoka County. Why don't you talk about that?
Well, we had part of the bonding bill was some money for a landfill cleanup. It was kind of the state's dumping landfill years ago. So a lot of really bad stuff was dumped, and in part of the bonding that got that didn't go anywhere, I guess part of the one of the bills that got vetoed was the money to clean this up. And there is a pot of money already out there, a kind of a cleanup fund to use to clean this up, but like everything, it's too much red tape. So what this bill would do is not allow them to access the money and get in there and start cleaning it up early than what it should be, is my understanding. So,
yeah.
But really important. It's very toxic, or there are some toxic stuff in this landfill, and you know, it's just too many people nearby, too much water. I mean, not that it would be safe if it was out in the middle of nowhere either, but
mm-hmm.
we need to get that. So that's a priority for us to get that done. So we'll have that on the floor, I believe, today, which is kind of nice. And we get that, you know, it should be 100% bipartisan, I would
mm-hmm.
think.
Okay.
And get that through.
You also dealt with some legislation concerning cameras in nursing homes. Elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, Carton Housley has been working on this for a couple years, and they finally got all the groups together to kind of agree on a framework, or most of the groups together on a framework. And what it would do is give you the option to put a camera in a loved one's room with their permission, like in a nursing home. You know, and if there's a roommate, you have to get permission from that. And there's a lot of moving pieces. But I think with all the problems we've had in some of the facilities, a lot of good facilities out there, you know, I think it's just one more step in helping protect those people that we can't, they can't protect themselves. So.
All right. Let's move on to the budget. I think it's tomorrow that the governor is unveiling his version of what the budget, what he'd like the budget to look like. Any clues as to what you're going to see when he releases that?
Well, it's if you go through his priorities from the campaign trail and after he was elected, by our quick math, it's about $2 billion more in spending he'll need. And it'll be interesting to see what he, you know, he's already come out with the gas tax to help offset some of the stuff. We have a big need for roads and bridges. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. You know, when I came in 17, that was the first time they had a transportation bill in almost 10 years. So we have a lot of talk up here, but we don't have a lot of action. So I hope we can work together to figure out that. But I was at Governor's Mansion last Thursday night. I had a great visit with him and some of the new elected commissioners and housemates. So every year, after every election, major election, they have most governors invite in the elected officials and the new commissioners, and they kind of break it up by alphabet. And very gracious host. It was a very nice night. But I think now that the budget comes out, then I think the attitude up here might change a little bit. And you know, once you start digging into people's money, then people aren't as friendly. So with the budget coming out this week, then we'll sit down with our committee chairs and figure out what our priorities are and kind of set our targets. The House will do the same, and then the three of us have to work together to try to figure out what's best for Minnesota.
Hmm. You know, this recent history would suggest that budgets are kind of hard to agree on, to put it kindly. We've got a lot of things are different this year as far as the personnel goes and who has control of what. Does it seem like it's going to be any different than we've seen in the past? Will we get along? Is there going to be a government shutdown again come this spring? What are your thoughts?
Well, I hope not. You know, everything's been really good. You know, Governor Waltz is very engaged. He's a very nice person. I've known him for years. Hortman in the House and Gazelka in the Senate are so far been great, very transparent, trying to work together. So right now, you couldn't ask for a better environment, but we haven't talked money yet. And usually when that comes out, that's when things kind of turn a little, if you know what I mean. So
sure.
Hopefully we can keep that together try to have a common goal and get things done.
All right. Anything else you'd like to take a preview of this coming week and let your constituents know?
You know, I haven't even looked at the calendar yet. I know my first appointment's at 7:45. Other than that, it'll be another crazy week. So I appreciate the phone call.
All right. Well, we'll let you get going if you get that 7:45 that's coming up. Senator Dreheim, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep, thank you.
Mm-hmm. State Senator Rich Dreheim, you're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota.